Rich, Andy at Live in Paris, how are you?
Pretty well this morning, Andy. Pretty well. The day's sail, probably more than that, because there's going to be a couple of wind shifts in between here and Cape Horn. So it's pretty promising, I think.
How's your forecast for the passage to Cape Horn and at Cape Horn?
Well, we've got probably similar to what we have now, which is about 25 knots of wind up for the next 15, 16 hours or so, and then there's a little bit of a wave that's coming through with a couple of wind shifts, and hard to know exactly what's going to be in there, but it doesn't look as though it's going to be any more velocity, but of course this is Cape Horn, so there's really no telling what will be in it, but we'll see. But I think we'll just go at it with a staysail and three reefs on the main, probably, and be very conservative, and hope that'll play out properly through the day.
So, Rich, you've actually passed now the spot that you capsized in 1990. Is that a catharsis? Are you feeling that that's put to bed now?
Well, I think the catharsis will be getting around Cape Horn and then actually getting another 150 miles to get up past Staten Island before you can really turn north. So that will probably be the catharsis. But it was a little bit unusual yesterday in just following the wind shifts. We had, I guess, three jobs in the course of probably 24 hours or so. And we ended up sailing right through that spot, not precisely the spot, but within a degree range of where we capsized. And it was I really had not wanted to have those two numbers show up on the GPS together, but that's the way it turned out. And maybe a bit of a reminder from King Neptune before he let us go along on our way.